Hans, I can press the button for you. What floor? What floor are you going to do there?
Can I do? Let's do 12.
12?
12 floor. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm going to 14.
Ah, 14. Yeah, good floor. Boop.
Bing.
Oh. Jesus. Christ.
Oh my god. I don't think we're moving anymore.
Is that supposed to, that's not supposed to happen.
I don't think. No, of course not. I don't think so.
Let me try to punch the.
What are you punching? What are you doing? I'm seeing it right by the buttons. You're touching
sorry,
me.
I'm sorry.
Your arm's touching
me. I don't mean to intrude.
Well, you could have asked me to move. You could have said, excuse
okay,
me.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are you pressing? You know a code or something?
I think that's the secure, the red button. Code? Aren't you supposed to press the red button when things happen?
Oh, the emergency call button?
Well, it's not calling anybody. Is it supposed to call somebody?
Try pressing that while you press that little phone button at the same time.
Okay. Hello? 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 Yeah, this is... We're on the main level, and the elevator is stuck. I don't know.
We're stuck on an elevator.
Main level. We haven't even made it up yet. Hello? I don't even know what kind of... This is useless.
Is that even a person?
It should be. You'd think that there would be somebody sitting there waiting for the thing to cut on.
Well, we can't just have a person sitting by a phone for every building that has an elevator.
What do they got security for? Oh, this really
to make sure that people have their IDs when they come in the building.
I came in through the back.
What?
I came in through the back. You don't do that.
No, I come in through the front. And I swipe my badge at the thing, and I say hi to Jeff at the desk. And you don't do that?
No, I don't like small talk. Yeah.
Jeff's a good guy.
I'm sure he's fine. I just don't like small talk.
Just had a baby.
Well, good for him. That's great. Boy or girl?
I don't think they're gendering him yet.
Oh. Well, mazel tov.
Yeah, well, you tell Jeff, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. I don't like small talk.
Oh.
I like to, you know, come, you know, in and out, no problems, uh-huh. No conversation. Uh-huh. Just...
Oh, you look nice. Dressed all, wearing all these nice clothes.
Thank you.
You got something special going on today?
I got a dinner later. That's all.
Oh, it's not... Okay.
Yeah.
You're going pretty high floor in the building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a special dinner, you know.
Oh, what's special about it?
You go in and, you know, it's like you ever have a black tie event?
Have I been to a black tie event?
Or have you heard of one?
I mean, I went to a wedding.
Okay,
I didn't wear a black tie, though. I wore a blue tie.
Well, I think it's just the expression. But, yeah, there's a black tie event.
Are there blue tie events?
I'm sure probably
somewhere.
Are there
paisley tie events?
There's probably bow tie events for all I know.
Bow tie events?
Probably.
Well, like Nation of Islam has events?
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, there's got to be some way we can get this elevator.
Get it going.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they know it's...
They know?
They'll fix it. Maybe. Someone will come fix it. Right?
So what are we going to do? We're just going to sit here?
Wait. What, are you in a hurry?
I mean, I got a thing. I got a thing on the 12th floor.
Yeah, here. I got a thing on the 14th floor.
What do you got on the 14th floor?
I'm going to see an eye doctor.
There's an eye doctor on the 14th floor?
Yeah.
Huh. On the 14th floor.
Yeah, Dr. Brzomowicz.
Oh, Brzomowicz.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm waiting for something. I'm getting a watch fix on the second floor.
Okay.
And while they're fixing my watch, I'm going to get my...
So you're going from the second floor all the way up to the 14th floor mm-hmm. to get your eyes, and then you're coming back down to get your watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of traveling.
Well, the coming back down is on my way out of the building.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. So you're a little strategic.
Yeah.
The way you think. Okay.
Yeah. I understand that. I mean, in my strategy, that didn't include an elevator breaking down.
Yeah.
Did you get that room in the cafeteria on the fourth floor?
Yeah, on the fourth floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually, I come in through the back. I avoid Jim.
Jeff.
I avoid Jeff. You know, I just don't like small talk. I walk past him. I go over to the newsstand. I get a box of cigars.
Mm-hmm. So a box?
I get a box of cigars. Macanudos, you know.
Okay.
Only $120.
Is that a brand?
Yeah, it's Macanudos.
You get
cigars.
A box of $120 cigars,
yeah,
every day?
Every day. Every day. It's
oh my God.
I can't think of any other way to live. You know, hey, you spend, you know,
smoke a whole box of cigars a day, or do you share them?
No, I share. No, I mean, I share them sometimes, but I don't smoke the whole box. I just, I like, mm-hmm. you know, I like the way, you know, it makes me feel
Do you got them right now?
Good about myself. Well, I have one.
Oh. You just have one?
Yeah, I got one in my pocket.
But didn't you just buy a box?
I bought it before I left. What is this? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, we're stuck in here. Just I'm never tried a cigar.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark. Mark, I lied to you.
About having only one cigar?
I've got a whole box in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, I figured. I mean, from the timeline you just laid out, it made sense.
Look, I'm not a very smart man.
Oh.
Truth is,
I'm sorry about that.
Truth is, I don't buy a box of cigars every day. I don't spend $120 every day.
Oh, are you trying to seem like a big shot or something?
I just overcompensate sometimes, and sometimes it makes me look stupid. I wear nice suits, and I say I'm going to black tie events, but I don't really go to black tie events. Go ahead.
Are you just wearing that suit to, like, impress people?
Yeah, it's a self-conscious
thing. Wait a minute. Do you even have business on the 12th floor? Or is that just, you know, that there's important offices on the 12th floor, and so if you say, well, 12, then it seems...
Well, sometimes I do get a cigar, and I do go to the 12th floor, and I light it up, and I walk around like this... And I go, how's business going?
Oh, man.
How's the money? How's the money?
Yeah. Seems like a boss.
Yeah, and then I walk in like that, and sometimes I'll bring a top hat, and sometimes I'll bring a monocle.
A top hat?
Yeah, like, you know, like rich people wear.
Yeah, I know. It's just my buddy Rick. He works on the 12th floor. He's an executive. He's an executive of... of a sales division up there on the 12th floor. And he's mentioned that a boss of his that wears a top hat and a monocle. So they...
Oh, has he?
Yeah, apparently you're very well respected up there.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he always talks about this top hat monocle. He's like, I'm so embarrassed. This is what he says. He goes, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know the guy's name. He's the best boss I've ever had. He's always given me such good guidance and advice. And every time I see him, he says something that just sets me on the path I need to go.
Oh, my God.
And brings clarity. He said you bring clarity to his life.
I bring clarity?
That's what he said.
I'm on it. But does he think that I look like a big shot?
Well, he assumed you're a boss of his. So, I mean, that sounds like a big shot to me. I mean, I'm not a big shot. I'm just a guy going to an eye doctor. I don't look like a big shot. I mean, look, you know.
Well, hey, you know, I wish I had the confidence that, you know, I don't know. That's nice. What was your friend's name?
Rick.
Rick. God.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
But you don't actually work there?
Well, no. I mean, I go up there and...
Wow. Rick's gonna think that's crazy.
Well, don't tell him, you know.
What do you mean, don't tell him?
Well, don't tell him. You know, I got a thing.
He's my friend.
Well, I got a sweet thing going here, you know, especially since now I know that it's actually working. I wasn't sure if it was working at first. But now that I know. Thing.
It sounds like you're doing the job of somebody who makes millions of dollars a year for free.
Oh, well, I'm not on the bankroll or nothing. I just walk in there with my cigar, my top hat, my monocle.
You feel good.
Yeah, and I walk around and go, you know, I say things like, it make me sound important, like, how are the stocks and bonds going?
Right. You'll say that.
Yeah. I'll walk in and go, where's my last NASDAQ numbers? You know, something like that. Yeah.
Say that, yeah.
Yeah. I say, how are my NASDAQ numbers? And then, right. You know, usually they'll go, they're kind of cowardly. They go, well, pretty good, sir. And I go, that's wonderful. You all are making me so much money.
Well, you're up there.
Well, yeah, it's like you, when you walk in, you know, you got to sound like you made a money.
Sound like you're a big deal. You know?
Yeah, a big deal. What do you call me, fat?
No, I mean like a big deal, like a head honcho.
Yeah, well, you know, you go into work and then you say, you know, you say something to your boss like, I want to unionize, and then they
they go, no.
Fuck off.
Right, they go fuck off. Yeah. There, they say that.
Yeah, or like
is that what they do?
Yeah, or like when you go into when you're working in food service and, uh-huh. and you're washing the dishes and you go, the dishes are clean. The dishes and they go, you missed a spot.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm getting these alerts. I don't really relate to what you're talking about. I'm unemployed.
Oh, you're unemployed.
I'm unemployed. I'm looking though.
Yeah.
And I keep going to these interviews. You know, trying to better my life, and I just tank it. I tank it every time at these interviews, and I wish I admire you, you know. I wish I had this kind of gusto, you know. That's okay, the Reuben.
Yeah.
I wish I had that kind of gusto, you know, to project myself as the person I want to be rather than the person I fear I am.
Yeah. That's a beautiful way to put it. I mean, I can't help you, but that's a beautiful way to put it.
You don't think you could teach me something about how you...
I mean, the best thing I could say is, you know, get a suit. Get
a suit. Wear a suit.
You know, create a character.
Create a character.
Make a character for yourself.
And then be that.
Who do you want to be? How do you want people to look at you? How do you want
How do I want people to look at me?
Yeah. It's because in our society, it's all about... how people perceive you,
perception,
Perception. You want to be liked by people.
So, like, when you're walking around there on the 12th floor, do you ever get worried that people will see through you and know?
I did at the beginning, but I got to tell you, once I start doing the thing,
when you're that guy.
Right, when I say, file that.
Right. Wow.
I become it, man, and I feel it. Wow. You know, I feel it.
Whoa. So really, like, imagine I'm that guy. So if I'm interviewing for a job, like, like let's say, making sandwiches.
Right? Okay.
I go in there. You're saying I should be like, in my head, I should be like, you're... the greatest sandwich maker.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, so you start with, I'm the greatest sandwich maker.
So should I say I?
I, yes,
is that
I.
better than looking in a mirror and saying you?
No. You own yourself, right? You are, it's...
So you don't you don't look at yourself and go, you!
No, you don't go, you!
You're the best.
You say, I'm the best.
Oh, wow. That's more power.
And then what There's I would power do, and then what I would do is I would say, I'm the best sandwich maker.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, then kind of start to build it. You know, maybe start
build
doing, you know, find a voice you like.
A voice.
Yeah.
like, I'm the best sandwich maker. Make a sandwich.
So we can start,
that?
Exactly. Like,
really?
I'm going to put the cheese on top of this. I'm going to put the...
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. So, if I was going to do it,
Do you like mayo on your sandwich?
Yeah, you want mayo, tomatoes.
You can have some spice mustard. Yeah, you can have some butter mustard.
Exactly. And then your boss comes in and he goes, you can't be putting mustard on that. And then you'll go.
What, he will?
Yeah, yeah. He'll go, you can't be putting
but
mustard.
But what if the guy wants the mustard?
Well, that, but then you
can't. Is mustard extra or something?
Well, it's like, you know, but you know, usually it's like 99 cents, but if you're doing it as
mustard?
A favor. I would say so. I would
mustard
say,
on a sandwich is 99
cents? I would say I would
want
to charge 99 cents to make that profit back.
I can see 10 cents.
10
to
cents
have mustard on a sandwich. On one sandwich?
What are we talking about? Grey Poupon or
I thought we were talking Dijon. Just yellow mustard.
Yellow mustard?
Yeah. Right, maybe 10, a spicy 10, mustard. Maybe right, even a Grey Poupon. You're talking a dollar for a little dollop of mustard?
But hold on now. Grey Poupon, have you seen the commercials with the car?
The
you
limousine.
Know, yeah, the
those
limousine pulls up
cars.
And he goes, do you want some Grey Poupon? And the other guy goes, yeah, I'll take some Grey Poupon.
Yeah, they talk like that too.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, but then the guy, you know, so then your boss comes and he goes, you know, that's a dollar for some mustard. And then you go, you know, hey, I'm off at 2:30. And then he goes, you're off when I tell you you're off.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then this way it's easier to challenge authority.
Oh, if you have the character.
If you have the character.
What if the boss is also doing that?
If the boss is putting on a character?
Yeah.
That's an itch. I never thought of that one. That's one I never thought
one
of.
One time I was behind my boss. This is a past job I had.
Right, yeah, sure.
I was working at a supermarket bagging groceries. And I was behind my boss in line at the post office, and they didn't see me yet. And they had a totally different voice and demeanor when they were talking to this post office employee.
Like, what do you mean? How do you mean?
Well, like at work, they were like, you better bag them groceries real fast and real good. I don't want to see any torn bags in the pack of that with groceries going all over the place, nowhere, no how. But then at the post office, this guy was like, yes, I like to mail this package, please, to my grandmother's house in Vermont. That's where I like to mail, please. And that. Totally different.
So which one do you think was the character?
Well, why would he put on a meek character for a post office employee?
I don't know. Why does?
Oh, maybe he had a crush on him and he's intimidated by him.
He had a crush on him. He's intimidated. By him?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, maybe. You know, people do weird things.
How do you know if you get two versions of somebody? How do you know which one is real? Is one real? Are they both real?
Right. Is one right? What's the real them? Are they crazy?
Is there a real them?
Is there a real
is
them?
There a real you?
Is there a
real
one?
Me?
Is there a real us?
Is there yeah? Is this elevator real? Is the problem real?
Problem?
Well, it's not moving.
Oh, that's right. That is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait. So you think you maybe this isn't real?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, but to see that's what you, but you said that though.
I did say it.
You said that. So then that means that you thought it. And
yeah.
And then sometimes usually
right.
like for me like thoughts are real.
So it is real.
Yeah, cuz if you think it
it's Israel.
It's Israel.
Right.
It's
Israel. It's Israel.
Right. This is Israel.
So you do this every day you go to this?
I go up to the 12th floor.
Yeah,
yeah, it's my routine. Yeah, sometimes I like to go up there and I kind of do like, I kind of change it up, you know? So I'll do this one.
Yeah.
And then I go up there and then, you know, I'll go in and I'll say like, you know, hi, you know, welcome.
Wait, we talk like that?
Yeah, just to see if they notice.
Do you wear
you know?
A different outfit or?
Yeah. I wear like you know, the suit, you see the suit I have on now?
Uh-huh.
So I wear like a gray version of that.
Oh.
Yeah, and instead of a top hat, I got a bowler hat, and I come out and I go,
whoa.
How's everyone doing?
Wait, whoa. Rick's talked to me about this other boss he has with a bowler hat.
See?
He thinks those are two different people.
Exactly. So now the theory...
He does not like the guy with the bowler hat.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Yeah, that is kind of my more...
He said that guy's always getting in the way.
That's kind of my more micromanaging act.
Contradicts the top hat guy.
It's just sometimes like if I'm having a real bad day.
You want to do that?
I want to do that.
Do these guys have names? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
I usually don't disclose that information.
Oh.
I
I mean, I told you my name.
Yeah, and that's all fine and dandy.
It just seems polite if somebody tells you their name. You know, you tell
my
name
is Jacobson.
Is it Jake short for Jacob?
No, it's Jake Jacobson.
Jake Jacobson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can call me Jake Jacobson.
I can call you your name?
You can call me Jake Jacobson.
Okay. Or Mr. Jacobson?
I prefer Jake Jacobson.
Okay, I'll call you Jake Jacobson.
Jake Jacobson.
Do these characters have names?
There's Chris. That's Chris.
That's Chris.
And this one's Boss Guy.
Boss Guy doesn't have a name?
No, because you know how it is. Like when you know how it is. Like,
I feel
when,
like there's power in that.
There is power in that. Because then it's empowering. So then you go into the office and you go, you know, everybody listen up. Boss Guy is here. And then they go, whoa. And then they go,
that's right.
And then they're like, oh no, the boss is here. You go and you go, ah, where's my tax form?
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Sure. And you know you have power because everyone's afraid to ask you your name.
Yeah, exactly.
No one wants to admit they don't know your name.
Exactly. And no one's listening. You know what I mean? So it's like a herd of cats. Now, there is, so sometimes, you know, you go, I have to go in there at a certain time of the day.
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to be all fucked up now. But, like, I have to go in there at a certain time of day because then the real boss comes in.
Oh.
And then I got to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how does that ever, you don't know, you're not there.
I'm not there. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a fun thing, right?
It is fun.
It's a pretty fun game. Yeah.
Man, so I got this job interview
later
this afternoon.
Okay, what floor?
What floor?
Yeah, what floor?
Of this building?
Yeah.
It's on the 10th floor.
10th floor, okay, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs over there.
But, you know, I mean, 12th floor, everybody knows the 12th floor. That's, like, important.
Yeah.
You know, and
big floor, yeah.
Well, I guess I was wondering, could I use you as a reference?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Can I put the boss guy from the 12th floor?
Yeah, you could say boss guy from 12th floor.
Yeah?
Boss guy from 12th floor.
You got a number I can...
Yeah, sure. You got a... You have your phone.
Yeah, I got a phone.
You
know,
all right, it's... you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 615-123-456.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, good.
It's my phone number.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't try calling it right now, though, but just, you know.
No, they'll call it.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
After
the
interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, to get fight if they know where they're like, oh, this guy's got the blessing of the boss man on the 12th floor.
Exactly. And you know what? They might not even call me. They'll just say boss man. They'll go, I'm a hiring this sucker.
Yeah. Well, and they'll be scared to call you because they don't know who to ask for on the phone.
Yeah. Because they'll go, let me talk to the boss guy.
who does that?
The guys that you're talking to.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and who does that? Yeah, who does that? Right. Yeah. Sorry. That's the most sarcasm.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But, I mean, I really hope I get the job. I'm really tired of being unemployed, you know.
What's it for?
It's, well, you know how I said it's on the 10th?
Yeah, it's on the 10th.
10th floor?
Yeah, a lot of jobs up there.
Yeah, yeah. They do a lot of the sorting for the rest of the building.
Like swords?
Sort.
Oh, sorting. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Sorting folders.
Oh, okay.
Envelopes.
Oh, it's a folder envelope sorting job. Sort of job.
Yeah, sorting job.
Sort of job.
So, well, yeah.
It's sort of a job.
Well, you'll... It is a job.
Oh, it's a job, but you said it's sort of a job.
No, it's a sorting job.
Yeah, sorting job.
It's for sorting.
Yeah, it's a sorting sort of a job.
No, it's definitely... A sort of job.
Right. So it's sort of a job.
No, it's a sort of a job.
Hey, you know, you do you, you undo me.
Well, yeah.
So what are you sorting? Files? Envelopes?
Envelopes.
Is it just...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't have it yet, but... I'm interviewing for it, but the description it said, like, must have good use of alphabetical order.
Okay, that's important.
Must know numerical order.
Okay.
Must be able to use both simultaneously.
Oh, like ambidextrous.
Sure.
So you have to do numbers over here, letters over here. Uh-huh,
something like that.
And then you got to switch them?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that'll be one of the questions I ask. How do the numbers and letters get used simultaneously?
That's a good question.
Ruben, yeah. Should I try the? Is it good?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's yeah. got. It's got.
I usually get a chicken wrap.
Yeah, it's got the. It's got the. Well, it's got on rye bread, marble rye.
Ooh.
Marble. Sauerkraut.
Yeah.
They. And then, if you want, do you like mustard on your? On your Reuben?
I do like mustard.
Right.
So, I think mustard comes on a sandwich.
Well, sometimes, this place, you got to pay 99 cents.
You'd pay $1 for mustard?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Are you sure they're not just charging you?
No.
Because, I mean, I got a turkey club.
You got a turkey club? But that cafeteria. Comes with mustard?
Well, they said, do you want mustard and mayonnaise? Yeah. And yeah. I said, yeah, both, please.
Mustang, man, and they just gave it to you?
Yeah, but they put it in and they spread it on there. Oh,
bad business.
Lettuce they gave me too, no extra charge.
Oh, they gave you the lettuce, no extra charge?
Yeah. Huh. Tomato.
I don't know how they make a profit, but that's
pretty
good.
Are they charging you for all those stuff? For all that stuff?
Well, yeah.
I bet it's because they think you're the big boss man.
That's probably what it is.
They're like, this guy doesn't even notice surcharges.
It's probably also because I walk in there and I go, I want mustard and I want to pay a full dollar.
Oh, you say that? Well, then of course they're charging you an extra buck.
What? I don't know why they would, you know, I would think because I insist on paying, they would think this guy's a generous guy.
So wait a minute. How do you afford to do this every day? Do you have another job that you go to afterwards, after the boss shows up, or do you... Do you have, some inheritance you're sitting on? Or?
Well, that's a little personal. I don't really disclose that information.
I mean, I guess.
I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
Are you?
Yeah.
I am too. Man, it's hot in here, isn't it?
No, I mean financially.
Oh, financially.
That's why I need this job. I really need a job.
I understand. Well, where are you living now? What are you doing?
Well, I'm living with my sister's place.
Oh, that's sad. That's I'm sorry.
You say it's sad?
No, I mean it is, but
it is sad. But I don't think it's sad yet. I mean, you don't have all the details.
Oh, where are you living in?
I'm living in her basement.
Basement. I was gonna say guest bedroom. Jesus.
She doesn't have a guest bedroom.
Oh, well, that's nice of her. She sounds like a nice lady.
I guess.
She's single.
Is my sister single?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, is her husband there?
Recently
you know?
Divorced.
Recently divorced? Like, how recent?
Like, 4 months ago.
4 months ago? Oh, wow. That's. Yeah, where do you guys live?
Up off Wilmington.
Wilmington. Yeah, I know that place well. Yeah. Wow.
Over by the Costco?
Oh, yeah, the Costco. Yeah. Like, parallel to that.
Yeah.
Huh. What's your sister's name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah. Sarah what?
Well, so you're asking my last name?
Yeah. What's your
last
name?
She changed it back when she got divorced
yeah. 4 months ago.
She didn't keep his name.
Oh, okay. What's the name?
What's our last name?
Yeah, what's your last name? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Peterson.
Peterson. Sarah Peterson.
Yeah, she was real quick to change it back.
Sarah Boss.
Because his last name was... Fossil Stozenzoids.
Well, that's a lot easier than Peterson.
You think that's easier?
Yeah.
Fossil Stozenzoids?
Yeah, Fossil Stozenzoids. I can say it.
I think it's hard.
Fossil Stozenzoids.
She was happy to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
They didn't have a good marriage.
Nah, it doesn't sound like it. She, what's her phone number?
Are you trying to ask out my
no,
sister?
No, I would never. I don't even know you or her.
Then what are you going to do with her phone number? She's my sister.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I got a pretty mom.
She's... Look, my mother is beautiful. My sister is beautiful.
Oh, what's her name?
My mother's name?
Yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Rachel Peterson?
Yeah.
Rachel Bossman.
Excuse me?
Sorry. What?
Did you say Rachel Boss Man?
No, what are you talking about?
Trying to marry my mom?
No, get out of here. Where does she live?
She lives up in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. I've been there a couple times.
Rural Massachusetts.
Oh, no, yeah, so never mind. Well, no. I'm glad that happy and happy.
I don't think my mom's interested in dating.
Oh, that's fine. Rural Massachusetts. What are you going to do out there? There's a reason she moved out there.
I mean, my sister, you know, she's pretty busy with all these modeling jobs she's doing. And I mean, my mom, too, really.
And your mom's a model, too?
Yeah, she always has been.
Oh, that's
my cool. whole life.
Why don't you do modeling? You got a nice ass.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. But that's what it's all in the ass.
I mean, modeling. I did a little in high school.
Yeah? Yeah? Was it ass modeling?
No, in high school?
Yeah.
No, it's like a Sears catalog.
Yeah.
JCPenney.
Yeah. They do ass modeling?
You know, American Eagle.
They don't do ass modeling.
If we needed the money.
Right. You gotta get back into that.
But yeah. No, my mom and my sister, they're models. Always have been. Win awards. My sister was on the Sports Illustrated last year.
Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, the swimsuit edition.
Yeah, the one where they wear the swimsuits and it's about sports.
Well, you gotta wear a swimsuit for some sports. Swimming.
Swimming.
Diving.
Diving. Volleyball.
Do they wear a swimsuit for volleyball?
Volleyball I watch, yeah, sure. I
thought they wear those little shorts.
Little shorts?
Yeah.
Is that somebody trying to talk? Hello? 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 We're trapped in the elevator. I think we're moving. We're moving.
Bing.
Oh.
We're at 12.
Well, yeah, this is me.
This is you. Are you still... Are you early enough to do your thing?
I think just early enough.
I think the boss man's.
You want to join me?
You think I could?
Why not?
On one condition.
Yeah.
Will you come with me to my job interview this afternoon?
I'd be happy to come with you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you motherfuckers. Let's put that shit together. Where's my NASDAQ files?
Hand him a piece of paper.